Even if we both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting, I promise I'm changing. I just need a little time to show you I'm worth
it. Hello, and welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton, and I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Limits. It's the story of a girl who happens to live colorful. Why are eggs not very much into jokes?
I have no idea why eggs are not very into jokes.
Because they could crack up.
If you would like to send us in a joke of the week or any of these other segments we're about to go through, you can contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com. So, Dave. Egg jokes. There are none. Now it's time for this week's big word of the week, which Dayton also has for us.
This or that is brought to you by... Wait, what? Big word of the week?
Big word of the week.
Oh, okay, we got this. Big word of the week is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The big word of the week is speculate.
Okay.
Speculate is spelled S-P-E-C... U-L-A-T-E, speculate, which means to form a theory or conjecture about a subject without firm evidence.
So, Date, what's something that you speculate?
Sometimes when you eat the food at the Golden Corral and you don't know if it's from a can or not.
Okay, well, I don't know. I guess that kind of fits the definition. Very weird, but, you know, it's cool.
Exactly.
And we're back on eggs. No more eggs, please. Let's stop. Now it's time for this week's great female athlete. This week's great female athlete is brought to you by the Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located at 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. Now, this week's great female athlete is Serena Jamaica Williams. Serena Williams is an American professional tennis player and former world number one. The World Tennis Association ranks her number one. On singles on 8 separate occasions between 2002 and 2017. She reached the number one ranking for the first time on July 8th of 2002. On her 6th occasion, she held the ranking for 186 consecutive weeks, tying the record set by Steffi Graf. In total, she has been number one for 319 weeks, which ranks third in the Open era.
So they count how your ranking is in weeks?
I mean, that's how long you've been, like, ranked number one.
Well, that's a lot of weeks.
It's a lot of weeks.
It's a whole lot of weeks. It's like 6 years worth of weeks.
Okay, I don't know if that's right, but I guess you're right. Now it's time for this week's segment today. I was really anticipating earlier in the podcast. Yeah. This week's this or that question.
This or that is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Okay. Cake or pie?
Who, me?
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, didn't talk to him. I say pie. Partly because certain pies are like cakes with abs, but...
Why is everything with abs?
besides the point. But pies have like... You can like get real fruit inside them, like a piece of an apple. You just get apple perfume, as our security mom would say.
So, if you get a cake, you can get a 7-layer cake. There's way more cake in there. You can get so many flavors in cake that you can't get in pie, and you can get real fruit in your pie. Cake.
If you really want 7 layers, just go get 7 pies.
But that costs more.
Save up your big bucks and go buy 7 pies.
Okay. You can contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com, and you can comment which one is better, cake or pie.
And you can win cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Fanny Wanny Manny Packs.
Cheeto Puffs.
Cars.
Cool.
Yep. No one likes cars. Oh, and our alpaca/llama named Johnny.
And he has a name now. When did we agree to name him Johnny?
Just now.
Well, we're having a meeting because I can't have a guy named Johnny or an alpaca named Johnny, to be fair. I don't like that name for an alpaca.
Okay.
Okay. Name we're having
Allie.
That's Allie. I get it. Alpaca.
Okay, let's go.
Now it's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is brought to you by Hal Kraut and Kraut's Attorneys at Law. If we can't fix your case, it ain't broke. I don't know. I don't know. I don't make fun of me. Alex Rider is a series of spy novels by Anthony Horowitz about a teenage spy named Alex Rider. The series is aimed primarily at teens and young adults. The series has 11 novels, as well as 5 graphic novels, 3 short stories, and a supplementary book.
Supplementary. Like, what? Supplementary book?
Like, all of it.
Oh, thought you would get, like, a pamphlet. And be like,
a pamphlet?
A plant pamphlet.
Pamphlet.
Plant pamphlet.
Now it's time for this week's tech facts. This week's tech fact is brought to you by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. Now it's time for this week's tech fact. 28% of IT professionals hide their career from their friends and family to get out of giving free tech support.
Because you don't get anything free in life.
Except for samples.
Those aren't free because you have to use your gas to get there. If you have a bike, you bought that bike. Nothing is free.
Okay. Well...
Your pamphlet.
Okay.
It's my pamphlet.
Now it's time for this week's random act of kindness of stuff that Easy says, but he didn't make up. This week is one from one of my pamphlets that I published called Easy's Land on Fire. So, okay, don't ask what I named your dad. Because that's what kindness is. It's not doing something for someone else because they can't. But because you can.
Is that like Oprah or something?
No. Oh. Stuff that I say but I didn't make up. It's a pamphlet. You can purchase this pamphlet on
eBay.
eBay. Yep.
2 mil.
There's actually only one left. So if you want it, yep, just sold out. So looks like there's no more.
Who just bought it?
I don't know about it. Somebody did.
The therapy dog.
Therapy dog. Okay, well, now that they're at the end of this podcast, we have to say bye again, which is, you know, we'll see you next week, but, you know, it's not,
it's a long time.
It's a week, 7 days is a long time.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
See, actually, that's this music is...
Even if yeah, we both break down tonight.
Is this about time? Like, seven, okay.
Okay, let's go.
And we go to bed angry.
This week our song is Time by NF. Our producer/director, BL, so.
Our team mom/security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, P.
Show you I'm worth it. I know
what we do without therapy dog.
I don't know.
I'm a stress case, drive you up the wall when I'm working.
Like my mom always said, stop jumping around my face. Put on your seatbelt.
Every time I do, I say something that hurts you. Acting like I'm gone, but we both in the same room. I don't like to be wrong, which I know you relate to. And I know I make you feel like you're at the end of your road. That's when I look at you and tell you I'll be better alone. Just the pride talking, isn't it? Cause both of us know I'm the definition of wreck. If you look into my soul, comes out the most when I feel I'm in a vulnerable place. Made a lot of mistakes. I wish I knew how to erase. When I'm afraid, might get distant and I push you away. But no matter the case, I'ma do whatever it takes. Even if both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know.
And like Easy always says, the next podcast is too close to be far away. Bye.